fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of September, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say, here at Republic Broadcasting every weekday, Monday through Friday, first thing in the morning. That's what we do. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to get ready for winter. It's going to mean different things for different people. Obviously, if you're in northern Minnesota, it's going to be different than if you're in Florida. But get ready for winter. If you're looking to get a high-quality wood-burning stove. I do have those for sale at my website. Wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Wood-burning stoves you can safely burn cedar and pine in. No moving parts, no electronics. That's the Liberator rocket heaters. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO and much is organic. We'll be talking about the events today. I'll get a supply of these foods, and we'll give you some peace of mind. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. It is great to be here with you this morning. I do hope that Deputy Hendricks is okay. I might give him a call a little bit later.
Well, he's a busy guy. He's got lots of things to do down there in the beautiful state of Mississippi. The impeachment proceedings for President Joe Biden have begun, haven't they?
They have. And all is fair in love and war, right? I mean, they've put President Trump through the ringer. Well, I mean, for a total of like almost 7 years, they put him through the ringer.
Right.
And I'd like to see, both sides of these crimes, pay. And Hunter and this current sitting, I don't even want to call him my president, person in office needs to be accountable.
That's right. Well, it'll be a process. The House of Representatives acts as the prosecuting attorney. The Senate acts as the jury. To convince 51 senators in a Democratic majority Senate is going to be a big hurdle to overcome to get a conviction. But they may have no choice but to vote for conviction once they see the evidence, which these senators, they have a lot of constituents to worry about, including their place in history. And especially if they're an older senator who are about ready to retire. And voting against a conviction when the evidence is clear and convincing will put them on the wrong side of history, which a lot of them are going to be very sensitive about where the history books are going to mark their tally. So we'll see. It's going to be a process. It's going to go on for months. The evidence, of course, the House of Representatives, this comes out of the House Judiciary Committee, by the way, they'll have the power of subpoena to subpoena documents, subpoena records, subpoena individuals to get evidence we're not even aware of yet. This is going to be quite a deal, isn't it, Chance?
Well, it should be. I mean, at the same time, the system is broken. It's hard to trust the election system in this country after what we witnessed in this last presidential election. What's interesting, John, is that Donald Trump is leading in all of the polls across the country for the Republican Party. However, he's been so busy trying to stay out of jail that he hasn't had time to do, you know, anything on the campaign trail. So this ought to be very, very interesting.
Well, he has best legal minds that are available to defend him. He doesn't need, and really has no business in the day to day defense of himself. That's the job of the legal team, and I've been part of legal teams defending individuals and corporations. For example, I was part of the defense team when Isla Capri Casino was being sued by Jefferson County, Missouri for $100 million.
Wow.
I was brought in by a law firm in Boston with more than 1,000 lawyers in a bunch of different countries. And we advised our client, Isla Capri, what we were doing, how we were doing it, and what we were accomplishing. But Isla Capri didn't have any day-to-day involvement whatsoever in the defense team. So that's the way, at that level, that's the way it's handled. The defense team takes care of what's going on. The client, in this case, Donald Trump, has no need, and quite frankly, we just get in the way of the defense team. So he can go about his business of campaigning or playing golf or having dinner with his family, whatever he wants to do, and let the legal team do what the legal team does best without his day-to-day involvement. That's necessary and actually would slow things down. So Donald Trump will prevail. Joe Biden will not prevail. Even if he's not convicted and the impeachment is successful, the history books will reflect the overwhelming evidence of this man's treasonous activities and his activities. Treason is defined as giving aid and comfort to your enemy. China is clearly our enemy, and Joe Biden has clearly given aid and comfort to our enemy in multiple ways, and was paid very well to do so. Quick segue here. CBS News announced this morning that a new planet has been discovered. It's K2-18. It's described as being more than eight times the size of planet Earth. NASA says it's 100 million light years away, which, if that's true, it's not Planet X. But, of course, NASA is known to lie, and they have been known to lie for decades, going back at least to 1969 when they allegedly, and I say allegedly, tongue-in-cheek, landed some men on the moon, which, of course, never happened. So we don't know if NASA's telling the truth or not. We do know there is a new planet called K2-18. That's scientists say it may have oceans on it, may have a breathable atmosphere. So we'll see. It's still in the early stages of what this means. It may not mean anything. If it's not really 100 million miles away, it may in fact be Planet X. I've been a Planet X researcher now for 23 years, going back to 2020, and Planet X has been carefully tracked by the U.S. government since 1979, so the U.S. government knows exactly where it is, how fast it's going, its orbit, and everything. and that's a carefully guarded secret. Not for my lack of trying, I've not been able to get any details about its exact location. But it's something to put in the mix along with everything else, isn't it, Chance?
It is, and I've, you know, I haven't studied as much as you, but it's been the talk for many, many years. People out there like Stan Dale, who you know, and others.
I know Stan, right?
Yeah, good guy, really good guy.
And Stan's a brilliant man, absolutely brilliant.
And his wife Holly, who wrote the famous encyclopedia of survival called Dare to Prepare.
Right.
Amazing.
I've interviewed Holly a couple of times, but I interviewed Stan many more times because Holly wasn't available. And for people who don't know, Stan is one of the researchers that developed the EMP shield device that we are using to protect cars and equipment and generators and so forth. Regardless, we have, and you're in Texas. What is winter like typically in your part of Texas?
So we just got out of this heat wave that lasted 3 months. We had temperatures, John, that hit what they call it, the heat index, hit 120 degrees. Now, that's pretty hot even for Texas. Mm-hmm. We are now on the downside of that. Yesterday was 92. I think that from this point on, we should get some precipitation, which we need desperately here in Texas. Some precipitation, and these temperatures should start to cool. You know, for the past 45 days, everything that left our warehouse had gel packs, frozen gel packs
right
inside on the top because, you know, I just don't feel comfortable shipping in temperatures over triple digits, right?
Without. Right.
And that's been really good for our clients. John, I do have something here that I wanted to pass
on.
What you got? We just received a truck yesterday. It was early, which they never are. They're never early. They're usually late. But in this truck, we received the following items, mostly on the dairy side, but sour cream cheese, heavy cream, butter powder, whole milk powder, cashew milk powder, coconut milk powder, which is considered our coconut milk powder. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is what other people say is considered the best on the planet, the flavor. Then we got some fruit powders, tart cherry powders back in, lemon powder. If you like lemon, that's you definitely want to get that. And then blueberry powder. All came in yesterday. The reason why this is important is the dairy products that I mentioned, the sour cream, heavy cream cheese, whole milk, those are the only products really that have a shorter shelf life due to their nature, right? So it's 3 to 5 years. This product is just brand new, right off the truck. If you want to add to, you know, your pantry, you definitely want to have these things that you're going to use every day anyway, especially whole milk, right? Our pricing is super competitive. The difference is we have no antibiotics that are given to these specific cows, and that's very important. So not only is it non-GMO, but it's antibiotic-free. So go to our website and get some of these products now. We're shipping next day shipping. We're shipping, so it'll arrive depending on your location within the next 3 to 4 days, business days. So check that out, and that's all I have for incoming product.
Okay, outstanding. And as I said at the beginning of the show, all your products are non-GMO, much of them are organic, and you've got a staff that how many are veterans?
So we have 13 wonderful folks that work in or around our business on a daily basis. 11 of the 13 are all veterans.
All right.
We have some outsourcing as well, but 11 of the 13. As a matter of fact, our head packer, state certified packer, he's ex-Army. And good guy's been with me for a long time.
All right. Well, I asked an earlier question and didn't get an answer. What's winter like in your part of Texas?
Winters, sometimes, you know, I guess most of the time they're fairly mild, you know, and if you look at some of the East Coast cities, right, that suffer horrible, horrible winters. But we've had, just last year, we had the ice storm where it froze, the water froze on the trees and the electrical lines, which caused havoc all over Texas. A lot of people know about that. We were down for 10 days. And fortunately, I had backups and backups to my backups, and we were able to survive it and help a few people in the community. But it's interesting, John, the fact that we're seeing what's supposed to be like 100-year storms happening every 3 or 4 years. I think there's more of that to come. What do you think?
Well, the weather has become more bizarre, and you know, some weather is man-manipulated. Most isn't. So you're, when it comes to winter in your area, is snow expected on a yearly basis, or is that an aberration?
No, that's an aberration. That's Central Texas. We're not supposed to get snow. We'll get hail. We'll get some freezing rain. We'll get temperatures down to normally down to 30, 28 degrees. Again, we saw temperatures drop below zero. We've seen snow, ice. The black ice is the most dangerous, as you know, John, even right here in Missouri. That's the most dangerous for drivers. So what tips would you give, since this is coming up soon, what tips would you give your listeners for this upcoming winter storm?
Well, need a backup, or maybe two backups, to heat your home. Most people have a primary source of heat, and probably most people don't have a secondary or a third source of heat for their home. So your primary source is probably going to be either natural gas or propane or electric. Heating oil has kind of fallen out of favor in much of the country. It's still used in some parts of the country. Wood is used a lot in my area as a primary source for heat. But having a backup in the form of a wood-burning stove, a kerosene heater, electric heaters. I have several ways to heat my home, primary being my Liberator rocket heater, backed up by a propane forced air furnace, and then electric heaters. And last but not least, I got small portable propane heaters as well as a kerosene heater. So I'll stay warm regardless. But if the grid goes down, everything changes. And there were blackouts in Texas in the recent past. Did those blackouts affect you?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we do have a great grid system here, and our governor years ago did some hardening, but there are some things that you can't. There's nothing you can do about. Again, ice storms, where the electrical lines, the power lines freeze, and they become very heavy, and they start to droop, and then they break. And so, unfortunately, this is what we had to deal with. Can I add to the list of things that you should have during a harsh winter? That would be a sleeping bag, what we would call, some people would call a mummy bag, but something that is rated for the lowest temperature in your area. There are, and we've talked about these before, there's 0-degree bags, meaning that you climb into one of these bags, zip them up, and you know, you will sweat if it's 20 degrees in the 0-degree bag. Same thing, they have a negative 20-degree bag as well.
That's right. Well, unless something's changed, the highest quality bag you can buy is Wiggy, W-I-G-G-Y. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. There's a link at my website to go straight to Simply Clean Foods. And there's a special pack you put together to help people get food at a good price and help my show. Tell us about that real quick, if you would, please, Chance.
Yes, sir. You can go to either your website or ours and just type in Liberty. Type in the word Liberty, right-hand side of our website at the top, in that magnifying glass, and that Liberty pack will come up, and you will see a great variety of our most popular fruits and vegetables, freeze-dried, all with up to a 20-year shelf life. I can tell you this, these are comments from other people. Our fruits especially, people say that they have more flavor than you can buy fresh in your local store, and make great snacks if you have young children or grandchildren. A healthy snack versus something that you know, comes out of a box and or is full of latent chemicals. So check that out on our website, or join your website, libertyman.com, and you will not be sorry that you did. It does support this show and our Veterans Outreach Program, which is very, very successful on a one-to-one basis.
Well, tell us about the Veterans Outreach Program, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, sir. So we have been working with those that have served with honor and pride for their country and all services for many years now, starting back in, 2012. And this program is designed to do several things. Number one, make sure that those that have served do not have to skip meals. So we send food on a regular basis to those that are in need. Sometimes, John, it's utility assistance, you know, to get through a tough month in the summer or during the winter. We sent out a heater one time to a veteran that was homeless and was in living in a closet in a church without on an exterior wall without any heat. So we sent out a little heater to him just so he could not freeze to death. And sometimes, you know, it's fellowship. You know, just having someone to talk to on the other end of the phone that, you know, could be a good listening ear. Sometimes that's important without having a lot to add to that. And sometimes maybe having to, especially with PTSD situations, get referrals to folks that can help them through some of the things that they've experienced that are troubling. And so it's been, again, very successful. There are times during the year when we have 20 to 30 veterans on our rolls, and then sometimes down to 5 or 6. But just getting them back on track, especially making sure that they have good nutritional food in their pantry to eat to get them through the month.
Well, good. Yeah, that's great. We have our bottom hour break coming up here. To call the number is 512-248-8252. The culture war continues to spin wildly out of control, doesn't it, Chance?
I couldn't hear that, sir.
I say the culture war continues to spin wildly out of control, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The culture war, the race war. I think we're going to come into a period of time if Donald Trump goes to prison, we might have a civil war.
I don't believe the Secret Service will allow him to go to a prison. I don't believe they're going to allow
it. I've heard that before, John. I hope that you're right. I don't see how that could happen, maybe house arrest, but that's what they want. You know, it's been a witch hunt from the very beginning, and it would be a travesty if these charges stuck and we had some crooked judges out there. So,
well, the combination of a crooked judge, crooked prosecutor, and a jury that's been stacked could be a real disaster. That remains to be seen, but if there's any fairness at all in the jury pool, the jury selection, he will not be convicted. Simply, it's not going to happen. In the meantime, COVID 2.0 is starting up all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're starting to see now. There's one of the airlines already is starting to mandate mask, and that's something else. I know we're coming up on break, but that's something else this country can't handle is another lockdown.
No.
And I don't think that people are going to allow it, John. I don't know about you, but yeah, maybe in some of the liberal states like California. But here in Texas, they're not going to put up with it anymore. You know, so many businesses almost lost everything. Some did. Restaurants
did.
Are gone forever.
Many did. And it hurt the economy tremendously, hurt families. There were divorces, bankruptcies, suicides, all as a consequence of these lockdowns, which were totally unnecessary and no science behind them whatsoever. The people I talk to simply aren't going to tolerate another lockdown or mask wearing, either one. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there, articles and videos that will entertain you, educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, all those things are there. Products that will help you achieve your goals. And of course, if you want to educate yourself on COVID, I have over 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying that the intent, that the desired effect of the all COVID vaccines is to kill and hurt people. It's not a side effect. It's what they're meant to do. Products that will help you, such as the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, get yourself an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain slowing you down, same thing. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Energy cleaner. I personally box them up. I ship them from the Little Country Post Office at Terryville, Missouri, which is now a very nice restaurant as of just over a week ago. And they go up priority mail all over the world. My toll-free hour line to get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad is 800-592-9800. 9543. Visiting with Chancey, proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. Now, you're not too far from New Mexico. I don't believe they're in Texas. Are you, Chance?
Yeah, we're in central Texas, not too far from New Mexico.
No, the reason I ask is the Attorney General of New Mexico, Raul Torres, has publicly stated and told the Governor Grissom that he will not, that the Attorney General's Office of New Mexico will not defend her or her administration against any of the lawsuits being brought against her because of her illegal and unconstitutional banning of firearms in Albuquerque. This woman, this governor, is really out in the cold, isn't she?
I'm not too familiar with that. Can you give me some more information?
The New Mexico governor has banned the all people except police officers, even those who have a concealed carry permit, from carrying pistols concealed or open carry in the city of Albuquerque for, I think, 30 days.
Unbelievable.
And even a lot of anti-gun people, very prominent anti-gun people, are saying she can't do that. She continues to defend what she's done. And like I say, when your own attorney general says he's not going to defend you or your state against these lawsuits, that means she'll have to, I guess you'll have to have bake sales to have a legal defense, to pay for the legal defense. What do you think?
That's funny.
Well,
it's no laughing matter.
What's she left?
Serious situation. Doesn't she have to follow the legislature in the state that she is residing in? I mean, can she just mandate in a specific area, you know, gun laws? I don't know.
Well, she thinks she can. Now, the sheriff of Albuquerque says he's not going to enforce her laws. The attorney general is not going to defend her. Have bake sales to raise money for legal defense and kind of tongue in cheek, but everything that normally works in that state has been turned upside down by this governor's edict. And she's still publicly, as of a day or two ago, still publicly defending her actions.
It sounds like she needs to be replaced. I mean, seriously, they need to do a recall.
That's obviously where this is headed.
Yeah.
So blaming law-abiding citizens for the actions of criminals, which is what she's doing, is obviously not going to work. I'm sure all the criminals in Albuquerque were just ready to stop carrying their concealed pistols because the governor says they shouldn't.
Well, John, you look at any country that has outlawed the citizens to carry, to protect their families and to carry firearms. You look at any country in the world, the crime still exists. The fact of the matter is, though, the crimes against people, they're not able to defend themselves properly, and they end up getting killed.
Well, so, they actually increase. Australia is a great example. Australia banned most firearms. It's been nearly 20 years ago. And violent crimes involving firearms and knives and everything else increased. But let's look at where gun laws do work. Let's look at Switzerland. Now, I don't know the demographics of Switzerland all that well, but I think it's a pretty fair assumption that half the homes in Switzerland have an adult male between ages of 18 and 60 years old. Would that be a pretty fair assumption?
That's a fair assumption, yes.
Pretty fair. In almost all those homes, not all, but almost all Swiss homes where there's a healthy adult male between 18 and 60, there's a machine gun. A fully functional machine gun with lots of ammunition. And Switzerland is one of the safest countries on the planet, despite having a fully functional machine gun with ammunition in at least half the homes. So if we want to have a safe country, let's make Chicago safe, for example. Let's equip half the homes in Chicago with a fully functional machine gun and 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and they can be as safe as Switzerland, can't they?
No, absolutely. Hey, let's take this a little closer to home. There is a gentleman, his last name is Kerr, K-E-R-R, you know him. He resides in a small community in Idaho and mentioned to me years ago when he moved there, he said, you know, the sheriff's deputy told him that there hasn't been any type of major crime like bank robbery or store robbery for 20 years, right? Why? Because those old ranchers that walk into the bank, there's no laws about them carrying. They can carry their sidearms. They can carry right. concealed. And there's been no robberies because what kind of a fool would rob a bank when half of the people in the bank are, you know, are carrying? So, yeah, this is the laws work on the behalf of the people who respect the Constitution. There's always going to be idiots out there that are going to do stupid things and hurt other people. But that's not the majority of gun-carrying citizens of this country.
Well, the president of my bank, I was standing in the lobby talking to him, and I know him quite well. He was one of my concealed carry students. And this has been 6 or 8 years ago. There was still a sign on the front door saying no concealed weapons. He says, John, I think we'll take that sign down. In fact, he says, John, I think we need more guns in here, not less. And not long after that, the sign came down. Of course, if signs prevented crime, there would be no crime, wouldn't there?
That's right. I mean, so this governor in New Mexico, either she's just mentally handicapped. It doesn't sound like she should be in office. I think she should be removed.
Well,
she doesn't have a good understanding of how the system works to protect its citizens.
Well, of course, I don't know this governor, but she has some political advisors that advise her that this would cause a support among the anti-gun people and lose at the expense of the pro-gun people. That's most likely what this decision was based on. And it's whoever is advising her is wrong, obviously. And the pushback from unexpected sources, such as this young man, he was a high school student, now graduated, David Hogg from Florida, became a very prominent national anti-gun spokesman. Even he's against what she did. So
that says a lot, right?
That says a lot. That says a lot, because this young man has no kind words for gun owners at all. But at least someplace in his education, he learned to respect the Constitution, didn't he?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, across the country in areas like near you, Lake of the Ozarks, there are groups of men and women, some of them very well trained, and they are called a militia. I can tell you that in the past 20 years, that has become, unfortunately, a negative connotation, which it shouldn't be, because this is in our Constitution to defend ourselves through a well-organized militia against a government that is out of control. What do you say about that?
Well, in Missouri, we have a state-sponsored militia, along with at least two other militias that are not sponsored by the state. So we have a good grip on militia laws in the state of Missouri. We got a caller here, Chance. We got BJ in Kansas. Good morning, BJ.
Morning. Hey, I'm backtracking a little bit from Friday. I couldn't get in. I had a plumber here at my house. So anyway, you had a caller that was looking for a video that he had and he couldn't find it. I found a video and I still have it and I passed it around. And it was on Brighteon, BRIGHTEON.com. And it's from a flight attendant that was that she had been in the airlines for 30 years. It's flight attendant Ray, R-A-Y-B. Her first name is Rebecca. Right. And again, she was a flight attendant for 30 years. And she investigated what was going on, the planes. She got a script, an audio tape. She came out with a book. And she was following the script, and you can hear it on the video on Brighteon. But she said that there was fake airline stewardess reading the script, and they did not follow the protocol, and that her theory was that TWA plane was in a hangar, and maybe they told the people that it was a simulation trial. Back then, the phones were not reliable during a flight. You couldn't get a signal over 1,000 feet. And it's just, you know, someone said, well, I saw a plane hit a building. Well, she says that it could be a military drone and a bomb attached to it, you know. And, of course, the building had already had bombs inside of it, but just simultaneously caused the explosion. And I remember many years ago, many, many years ago on Netflix, they had a theory, and they claimed that there was a drone and a bomb attached to the bottom of the plane. And I looked at that video and afterwards, and it was made, the video was made in Evolve, Missouri. And I have passed through Evolve, Missouri, and it's just a spit in the road. And when I try to backtrack and investigate and everything, I couldn't find anything, any production company or video, anything involved with Missouri. But I just thought it was a real interesting video of the flight attendant. It's still on Brighteon. It's not been taken down. And it's an hour long, but it's very, very interesting. It's a theory. So,
spell the last name of the flight.
And the people that were in the plane, that she thinks that they were, this is terrible to say, but they were gassed.
You know, well, they'd be executed. What was the last name of the flight attendant again?
It says it's R-A-Y and then a B. Raymond, okay. Apple, Yellow, Bobby.
Okay.
And it's an entitled flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting. And, you know, there's, you know, through the history, things don't sound right. You know, and I kind of like dig in, investigate, and I hear other theories, and, you know.
Well, you touched on something that's been real apparent for all these 22 years. It was not possible to make cell phone calls from airplanes in 2001. It couldn't be done. The technology didn't exist.
But these were fake airline stewardess reading the script. They were on a phone. And
okay.
Oh, anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of anomalies about what happened on the 11th day of September 2001. Very likely those planes were someplace other than crashing into buildings, and the people in them were gassed. I don't believe there were holograms because of many reasons. First of all, holograms are silent, and we people on the ground were recording the aircraft as they were crashing into buildings, and of course there was audio. But any modern aircraft could be reconfigured to be remotely controlled and flown as a drone. In case you don't know, Chance.
No, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. There's the technology that allows you to, just like a drone, to be able to control the aircraft. Yes, sir.
And it looks like we got Richard in Rhode Island. Good morning, Richard.
Hello there.
Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air, Richard. Go ahead.
I'm just joining the show. Thank you very much.
Okay, he's not a caller. He wants to listen to the show. So you want to disconnect him, Julie, you can do so. sometimes we don't get what we expect here, do we, Chance?
Well, actually, I text Julie asking for the call-in number. He's a new listener, actually a new client. He was just he was calling in to listen to the show. And
that's not what you asked for. You asked for the call-in number, not for the listener number.
Oh, okay. Yes, what I needed was the listener number. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the listener number. So type that for me. Yeah, Julie. Thank you. And I'll give him that number as well.
Okay. anyway, the whole purpose of COVID 2.0 is to once again have the justification for mail-in ballots. And without the mail-in ballot fraud, which took place in 2020 and again 2022, they cannot achieve their goal. They need the mail-in ballots. So in Missouri, we have the, I think it's our senator is advocating paper ballots and one-day voting. That's what needs to happen. Paper ballots counted at the precinct level. That will eliminate most fraud. Here's our break.
With identification.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Chance, we report every week, you and I, the events of the day, let people know that there's high-quality freeze-dried food available immediate shipment. And we didn't mention it this time, but I like to mention that the price point for the high-quality freeze-dried food is very close to what people are paying for just regular food at the supermarket, isn't it?
It is. Excuse me. And it's it's coming into parity, like you say, with the price of fresh fruits and vegetables in your local store. The difference is, you know, that broccoli or cauliflower or whatever that might be that you buy at your local market is only going to last so long in the refrigerator. So if you don't eat that within 72 hours, it turns into something that maybe or maybe not you will recognize. And our products can be consumed, just what you need for one meal, sealed up and still in your pantry, not refrigerated, but in your pantry where it's climate controlled, of course, can be consumed up to 6 months later. So you're not throwing away your hard-earned money.
That's good to know. That's good to know. So my wife are discussing getting a nice large order from Simply Clean Foods to fill out our pantry, make it even deeper than what it is. And I encourage everybody to look at all the products offered by Simply Clean Foods, including the coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, I don't want to live a life without coffee myself. So having freeze-dried, having coffee in stock is a very important thing for me.
John, let me add real quick to that discussion. We just roasted. I put this in text earlier. We just roasted yesterday. We'll be packing that coffee today for shipment on tomorrow. As a matter of fact, as early as tomorrow. So if you really want to spoil yourself, fresh roasted beans, and these are 100% organic Honduran high elevation coffee with no pesticides ever sprayed on the trees. You want to spoil yourself? Get a bag of fresh roasted coffee. My gosh, that is one of the perks of being the owner of this company. Is I'm the first to grab some of that coffee and take it home. So go to the website. You can even subscribe now and get this coffee delivered to you every month. One or two bags, three bags, whatever you need. And like you, brother, I cannot go get through my morning without a cup of coffee. I mean, I'll go through the heebie-jeebies. So, this is worth it. Our producer here, her and her husband have tried our coffee and speak very highly of it. And, we're just – the big difference is our coffee, the way it's pouched in Mylar, John, is different from everyone else, meaning that it can last – it has a vacuum – in Mylar can last up to 3 years if unopened, up to 3 years. So now you have a way to have long-term storable coffee as well.
All right. A side note, local Vietnam vet, he gets together with his buddy he went through combat with once a year, and they share some 50-year-old sea ration instant coffee as a remembrance.
Oh, God. That's just
that's scary. Pretty scary, isn't it?
That's scary.
But he wrote a book about his experience. He went through hell and back, and God bless him for doing so. Well, thank you, Chance, as always. We look forward to heading back next Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Appreciate it. We're top of the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Professor McKinney is off in some jungle somewhere and not available. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're a
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.